Disaster.
What else has been happening in our world? What else has gone viral? Well, here's the thing. Video I saw yesterday of a guy storming into a, what looked like a Clicks, I think it was a Clicks store in a hospital in Uitenhage. And threatening to burn the hospital down if they don't close the Clicks. And of course, je weet moet ze meer zitten thuis. Hij heeft niet een masker gedragen. He didn't. Because that's where we're at. We all know we work for the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Is he wearing sunglasses inside?
Yeah, the guy with the white tracksuit. Yeah. Looks like he could be famous.
For rapper.
He dresses like famous people. No, but anyway, just. And I've got a lot of questions when you watch the video, and please go and watch the video. It's just unnecessary, I think. Storming into a hospital, no mask. I don't think probably wasn't tested. Mm-mm. Have you stood in those queues being tested at hospital? They're pretty thorough, hey?
Is it?
Yeah, they are thorough.
Is it rough?
No, they're thorough. Okay. I mean, you go, even make it go, walk it like through a big white tent. Mm. It makes you feel like you are already. Wow.
I had to go for a checkup that happened to be at a hospital. There's a tent outside, and they scan you from here to eternity. Yeah.
No. Do they test you? They're forced to get you tested
Okay. Temperature, and then a long question sheet.
Okay.
You type in a whole lot of stuff.
And they look at you like suspiciously a lot. And then they're like, are you sure you have to go in here? What do you need to do? Why do you have to do it?
It's like, and you have to make a big decision before, you know, the road diverges into the forest. You know, which one do you take? It's like, you've got like lanes.
No.
You've got to choose now. So the point I'm making is it's quite a thing getting into a hospital in the middle of a pandemic. These guys storm in, the guy that shoots his mouth off, no mask, nothing, you know, just kind of doing all these threats and stuff. Have a look at the video. I don't know. You tell me if it's justified and whether you're comfortable with it. The first thing I thought was, if that man's mother or wife were laying in that hospital at that given point in time, if you had a loved one in that hospital, and the reason it struck a chord with me is it's pretty close to Port Elizabeth, pretty close to a hospital where my mother died. If he had a loved one in that hospital at that time. Mm. I'm not questioning why he's angry. Okay. You must understand this very clearly. I'm not questioning why he's angry. I'm saying, if he had a loved one in that hospital at that time, would he threaten to burn the place down? That's pretty hectic, I think. Have a look at the video. It is on our blog on jacarandafm.com. And I promise we'll lighten things up in a couple of moments' time. In fact, Alma wrote a book. We'll talk about that. Can we talk about that just now?
Yes. Yes, please.
Liesl's in the book. You want to know more? Stay there.
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.